Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, you're now live on the Middlemen Show on blogtalkradio.com, and today is November the 15th, 2009. The year is almost up, and we are your host, the Middlemen. My name is Alan.
And this is Kevin. What's happening?
And this is Jennifer.
What's your follower? How's everybody doing out there?
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Y'all don't know what's been happening. Listen to me. I couldn't wait to talk to y'all. Y'all don't know what's been happening to me this week. It's
what's
like
that?
I have been in, like, the Twilight Zone hell this week. I'm serious.
Okay, what happened to you, Jen?
First of all, Alan, you forgot to call and tell me happy birthday. My birthday was Monday. Kevin remembered.
Really did.
Kevin called me, and you didn't call and tell me happy birthday. So that was, like, the first bad thing that happened to me. And then, like, the next thing was my car died. I've been going through this 2 weeks. It's too long of a story to go into. I finally got a loaner car, and you guys, I'm not complaining because I'm thankful for transportation. But let me tell you, it is a kind of old car sitting on rims, so it's totally not Jennifer.
You riding on them things.
I'm riding on them things. Okay, and then
you riding a Cutlass.
I mean, it's not a Cutlass. I'm about to go outside and tell you what it is. It's like some kind of like old school car. It's crazy town. And so, like, next day, I think my identity was stolen.
What?
My identity was stolen. Okay, and say not by Amigo. But, like, I don't know who. More than likely, it's some, like, skater dude. Because I check my bank account every day, and I so happened went out for my birthday, and I so happened didn't check it on the following Tuesday. So when I go back to work on Wednesday, first thing I do when I get in, I, you know, do my thing, and I say, well, let me check my bank account, and someone has purchased a bunch of stuff from this, like, BMX bike store in Illinois on my bank account. So, like, I had to call the police. Like, I had to cancel my bank card. It's just been crazy town. It's been real crazy town.
Wow.
So, like, people be on the lookout.
Everybody talking at one time. Everybody excited.
I don't say how did that happen.
I don't think the only odd thing. Yeah, well, what happened was I had to call the company. Do not use Chase. I used to have WaMu, and WaMu was cool, but, like, ever since it's changed to Chase, Chase treated me as if I were the criminal and instead of the victim. I had to call probably, I'd say, 20 supervisors before I got those charges off of my bank account. I had to file a police report. Had to call the company that the stuff was ordered from. It's like I just been through so much. And, like, I had to cancel my bank card. You know, I told the people at Chase, if I had to talk to the CEO of Chase, I was going to keep calling until they did what I asked them to do. And so, you know, finally I got it resolved.
So, was it a restaurant you went to or something? How they got your card information?
No, like there's... The investigator from my local police department told me, you know, the police officer told me to call the investigator on Monday. And so I'll see what's up, what they find out, because the company cannot tell me, you know, where it was shipping to. They can't tell me who it was shipping to.
Yeah,
you know,
I hate that. They did
me the same way.
Yeah, they did me the same way. They stole my bank information and got somebody paid their phone bill. I'm like, dang, y'all know who it is. I want to press charges.
Yeah, like, I was the person to go to jail because, like, I had no money. Like, fact, I had no money at all. I had to simply, like, I had to, you know, borrow money from my mom because I had to cancel all of my bank stuff.
Yeah.
Cause, and I had to put a freeze on my account. So, like, whoever it is, this will buy for dude, I want you to go to jail. I want you to go to jail. So if you're out there listening, you're going to jail.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Alan, you
yet
to have said happy birthday to me.
Yeah, I'm trying to get to the lighter side of the conversation. Hold on,
uh-huh.
Let me get there.
You know, you had a bad day. I hate to hear
anything. So, if you need anything, you know, just let us know. But other than
okay.
that, happy belated birthday to Jennifer Gordon.
Thank you.
Do you feel better now?
Okay, what's on the plate today, guys? I'm ready for this conversation.
Mm-mm. Same subject, real quick. But today, people, we are talking about what is your preference? What do you like or dislike in the opposite sex? What are some of the things you are really attracted to? Do you prefer tall, dark, and handsome? Or is it those thick thighs and a round booty? And what are some things that turn you off about the opposite sex? Is it ashy feet, nappy hair, bad breath, etc.? So let's try to get down to it. We're going to have a nice little interesting conversation today. Things I want to point out myself. And I know Jen has some things that she wanted to say as far as
she don't like the guys.
She loves to say, you know, her little comments and shows that we have like this. So, but we're going to try to get into it today. And if y'all have any comments out there, if you're listening on the phone, please press 1. If you're on the message board, please send me your messages and we'll definitely get to those questions as well. And I want to give a shout out to Manny Pacquiao for knocking out, it's a technical knockout, for Cotto, the guy he fought Saturday. Good fight, 12 rounds. 12 rounds, real good fight. A lot of guys, you know, had Manny Pacquiao anyway to win it.
Hey,
but,
man.
You know, it took him 12 rounds to. So
you get knocked down 3 times, that's a technical knockout. So, I mean, that's pretty bad. That's worse than being knocked out, really.
But he came back. You know, I give Cotto, you know, that look, you know, he came back. I give him that. He tried. But Pacquiao was too fast for him, man.
Dude, they hyped that fight up for so much. I'm glad I ain't paid for it. How many rounds did that last?
12 rounds.
That's good.
But they're going to show it again on HBO. You know, they always show the,
and
you
I
know,
will
the fight again
free.
That next weekend. So
I'll get it for again. Gene, I'm really sad about what happened to you and all that stuff as far as somebody jacking you for your information. You know, I don't want to do a show on that, but I know we need to talk about that one show because somebody got me too.
Yeah,
I'm fine. I'm going to run them over with my Lincoln.
Yeah.
Do them like that woman did her. I'm going to do them like that Arabian dude did his daughter. Run them over, bag up, run them over again.
No.
Over. Oh, man, we gonna go ahead and get into this today, man.
Oh yeah, most definitely. I know I got some things I want to say. I know G do. I don't know about Jen, but I know I do.
Yeah, I do. Cause you know, man, you got a bad disagreement about one particular situation, but we gonna get into that
already.
When we get past this first break.
Already.
And this leads
already.
Us to our first song, people. This is a classic, classic song. And it fits the theme of today. I'm not going to introduce this guy. If you've never heard this song right here before, you on the rock, you on the moon, or you ain't never listened to nothing a day in your life. So y'all check out our first song of the day, and I don't have to say his name. You know who it is. Blog Talk Radio, The Middleman. What's happening? Thank you.
and that was Prince. Of course, y'all know that.
Man,
song called Kiss.
Mm-hmm. Somebody don't know that song. Something wrong with them.
Yeah. Well, maybe they probably a little too young. If you're born in the 90s, you may not have heard that song or may not have known who that was. But I don't know. So all y'all 80 babies and 70s and 60s, y'all know who that is.
Yeah.
Prince. But if you're just now tuning in to the Middlemen Show today, we are talking about what are your preferences? What do you like in the opposite sex? What are you really attracted to? Do you like tall, dark, and handsome? Or thick thighs and a round booty? And what are some things that turn you off about the opposite sex as well, too, such as ashy feet, nappy hair, bad breath, etc.? We're going to get into a lot of other things. We want you all to collaborate with us as well, too, and tell us what your preferences are as well. So I'm going to give y'all my number one
I'll start today.
So we're going to get this on out the way. Everybody who know me, they know what is my number one preference in the female. Everybody who know me. Everybody. And
what
the main thing that I do not like, yes, if her feet look like she's been climbing the Rocky Mountains barefooted, not even going down completely. I mean, conversation is going to get cut short. Relationship going to get digressed.
What is she doing having a bad foot day?
She got tennis shoes on, Al. What does she have tennis shoes on? And
yeah.
Then you discover after you
I will
her
be hoping.
I
will be hoping that I would have met her during the summer. Because a lot of times, you know, females like to, you know, show their toes in the summer. So I want to meet you in the summer so I can see your feet. Because I fall from the feet.
Al only
travels
in the summertime.
Yeah.
Hey,
so
man.
You only
travel in
the summer.
What I'm trying to figure out is, what's up with you and feet, man? Do you like to suck on toes or something?
No, I do not like to suck
on toes.
No,
dude, because
it digs me. I like to see women in nice shoes. And
I mean,
nice
what you
feet.
Like looking at her feet for, man? What her feet got to do with anything?
I mean, that shows a lot about a person. If you can take care of your feet, man, that shows a lot about a person, man. Having nice feet, man.
Man, let's see what this caller has to say right here, man. Let's see what this caller has to say. You and your feet. Lord.
You're live on the Middleman Show.
Are you talking to me?
Hello?
Yeah, talking to me. See, y'all need a way of letting people know who you're talking to when you just be calling, you know?
Hey, man. You the only one that's on the phone right now, ain't you?
But how do I know that?
Well, you the only one on the phone.
But see, you're looking at a control board. I'm not. So we're going to
hey, man. What's up?
There.
Look here. Don't get your butt disconnected early in the show now.
Okay. Anyway, Kevin.
What's up, man?
You know.
Yeah. What's good? What's your preference in a person?
A person that can do spell check.
Spell check?
Yes.
If a woman can't do spell check, you don't want to holler at her.
A woman, anybody. What are you really attracted to? Do you prefer the tall, dark, and handsome? HANSOM.
Shut up, nigga.
Okay,
I told you about conversate. Now we got handsome. Fail check.
Hey, man.
Oh, he got you on that one, man.
Hey,
he got you on that one.
Damn.
There is absolutely
know,
no reason.
Hey, man, we'll correct that, man. I appreciate you for letting us know that. I mean, dude, I was like, come on, man. Our interns ain't that good.
Jen's intern, right?
Yeah. Huh? Who?
Jen's the intern, right?
Okay. We got an intern. We hate to say his name on the app.
I haven't misspelled anything.
No. See? There you go. But yeah, we're going to talk to him about that, man. What's happening?
Nothing
we
much.
Misspelled things, so we messed up. Players messed up. What's happening?
Absolutely no reason for that. But anyway.
What's good?
Anyway, what's going on, y'all?
Oh, man, we talking about, you know, your preference. What do you like in the opposite sex? Or what just turned you completely off?
What turns me completely off? Are you talking about just the
women
and looks, or are you talking about
everything? And do she got
everything.
Bad breath, nappy hair?
Everything.
I'm talking about she like
ashy with bad feet.
She
well,
ashy, so ashy, she look like she been dusting up in flour and cement.
Flour and
right.
Okay. Well, you got to understand, when people are attracted to someone, initially it is a physical thing.
Mm-hmm.
Physically, my thing is, if your teeth are jacked up, I really can't deal with it.
bad teeth.
Bad teeth. You got gaps in your teeth.
I agree with you.
Or cavities in your teeth. But if you got a cavity in your front two teeth, you got a problem if you can't go find a dentist for that one. Because in the back of your mouth, that's totally different. You know, nobody can see that.
Do you know that caused bad breath?
I know it does.
Man, I mean, I've had a situation where I ran across a person. Their breath was so bad that it just lingered after they left. Have you ever seen somebody's breath that just stay there?
Yes.
It's like, how do you do that? It's like ventriloquism.
I guess they're having a cloudy day.
And my other thing is, you know, as I told you last week, KG.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like those. When it comes to women, once you get to know them, those platinum diggers. You know. Not the gold digger. I'm talking about like Jen, the platinum digger. Let's check your credit report and find out who you're
dating. Yeah.
They on a whole new level. They ain't gold digging. They platinum digging. Because if your credit report ain't good enough for them, they can't even talk to you. And the thing of it is, credit reports don't tell you anything about the person themselves.
Well, hold on. Let me let everybody know what you're talking about. If you guys get the opportunity, everybody that's online with us on the phone lines and whatnot, go back to We Are the Middleman at, you know what I'm saying, at Ning.com or either blogtalkradio.com/The Middleman. Check out the show, previous show, Jen's List. Jen had a little scenario in there where she said, as far as things to look for in the man, if you got bad credit, they can't date him. So basically, she want to go, what it was, triple score, three-dot score, that person, and find out what their credit score was. So I'm like, that's basically what he's talking about. So I'm like, yeah, I agree with you. If you got to check my credit, what about your credit? I don't want to deal with it.
Let's bring Jen in here. Let's bring Jen in here so she has some rebuttal against that. Jen?
Well, first of all, that was just on the list. I don't go around checking people's credit. But there's certain signs that you need to stay away from. Like, I don't want to be with you if you're broke. Because there's nothing that you can do for me.
Yeah,
platinum digging, there's nothing she can do. Companionship don't matter. If you can't pay her bill, platinum digger.
Well, BB1, I'm going to call you BB1 today.
Line,
I ain't going to get y'all started.
On the line,
BB1,
platinum
BB1,
digging.
Don't get her started. Right. BB1, man, we appreciate
anybody
you for your call. You keep listening, man.
All right.
We ain't going to get them two right there started. Now, as far as back to you and the feet, now, I, like I said earlier, the bad breath is a situation for me. If your breath is past toe back, I don't even want to talk to you. You know what I'm saying? What about body odor?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Body odor
Come
is
on,
one
man.
Of the things. And for everybody that listened today, this is a lighthearted show. We're not on the serious tip today, so you just caught us in one of these lighthearted moments. So y'all bear with us and enjoy the show. If you got a comment, go ahead and press that number one. Get on our web chat. Jen got the web chat holding it down. If you're on our Facebook, MySpace, any of those sites, dial in at 718-508-9972 and press that number one, and we'll get to you. But stinky breath and body odor. Dude, I recall one time I was in a room with a couple of cats, and we was in a tight room. It was kind of hot, and I'm like, how do you not smell yourself? When you sit in this room with other people, I'm like, dude, I'm coming up in here. How do you leave a room smelling like the people that's around you? I'm trying to figure this out. I left the room, and I got around some folks, and they were like, man, you kind of smell there. And I'm sitting up here like, dang, I'm smelling like these dudes. Why?
It's rubbing off on you.
Yeah, the funk.
It's rubbing off on you.
The funk. Dude, it was horrible.
Oh,
those are one of the things. I mean, I'm not attracted to these guys, but I'm like, if I was a woman and I smelled something like that, man, I'm throwing baby powder on you.
Yeah, that'd be pretty bad, man.
Holy water, something.
Yeah,
they were stinky.
That'd be pretty
like,
bad.
A man that's so, you know, like he's fresh, he's clean, he smells nice, it's a big turn on.
One thing that this is going to sound kind of thrown off right here, but people with these big, big, big donkey booties. How do they wipe their butt? I'm
Come
trying
on,
to figure
man.
This out, yo. I mean,
Come
seriously,
on,
I really don't care, but I'm like, everybody, man, I want a girl with a donk. How do they wipe their booty? What if they walking around smelling like boo boo? That's a turn off for me, man. I'm like, it's okay to have a biggin, but if your butt's so big you can't even really wipe, reach around and wipe back there, something ain't right.
I'm gonna tell you another thing that I don't like either. And we talked about this yesterday. You had an experience yesterday at the mall. Big women and little ass clothes.
Dude,
why are you wearing something that my little sister should be wearing?
Dude,
as far as
there
size.
Should be a law, and forgive me all of our overweight or voluptuous women out there. But if your clothes size should be a 20 and you wearing a 9, something wrong. There should be a law against people wearing tight ass clothes.
Yes.
I saw a girl yesterday with a mini skirt on. When I say a miniskirt, I'm talking about she had so many rolls in her shirt and legs, I felt like I was going down looking at a mountain, just, you know, that wavy.
Come on now. Come on now.
Boy, it was horrible.
Oh, y'all. Listen, let's talk about the men. Let's talk about the men with the big old clothes dressed like they're 15 and they're like 30. You know, like they're still wearing the hip-hop wear. You know, your grown is.
So you saying a grown man can't wear a throwback jersey?
You know, like on game day with your boys, but not like walking down the street.
What's wrong with an old ass man wearing a jersey?
Well,
he know he old.
Like saggy pants, the
I seen a
fit.
Matter of fact, y'all forgive me for this.
No.
Y'all forgive me for this. I watched Nephi and Frankie. Why in the hell is Frankie walking around like she's 19 years old with color cross shoes?
Oh, hell
yeah. All this crap. I'm looking at her like, lady, you about 100 years old.
And whoever is doing her wigs, man, come on now.
Y'all need to stop hating Frankie, because Frankie looks good. She done came
Frankie,
back.
Frankie look what?
She look
what
good.
Frankie look like somebody hit in the face with a bag of nickels.
She's a recovering addict. She looks good for a recovering addict.
There's no such thing as a good-looking recovering addict. You ugly.
Come on now.
No, come on now. That don't give hope to the recovering addict. That recovering addict out there, I'm sorry about
you.
Yeah,
there ain't no hope. They ugly. When you like somebody threw you off the back of the truck doing 105 on 75, yeah.
That's pretty bad, man. Let's get to some good things that we like to be in people, then we'll come back to the
I have something good. Something really good.
Bust it.
My number one rule, you have, for me as a man, you have to be able to fix things. I can't stand it. There's so much stuff I need fixing. And like, if you're with me, you got to know how to fix a car, and you got to know how to fix stuff around the house.
Well, it sounds like
you
need to get to work there, buddy.
You got to get on.
Sound like you need to get to work there with your car blowing up and stuff. You need to find you a mic.
I need a mic or a Dave or something.
Yeah, I'm just saying, son. You sitting up here with your car blowing up. I mean, me personally, one thing that I like to see women with their kids in front of them instead of behind them. I don't like when you see women walking with their kids and their kids like 20 steps behind them, they gonna look back. Hurry up. Get on. You know what I'm saying? I can't stand it. But I like to see women that like to take care of their kids. You know what
right.
I mean? Women that's well groomed. I mean, if you got a lot of makeup on, then that might be a problem too.
Don't hate on the makeup now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that too much either now. You know, it's okay, you know, to wear a little makeup, but you know, if you're around me all day, don't put on something that's going to make you look fake the whole day. I want to see you for who you really are, too. I got flaws. I want to see your flaws. I mean, that's the only way we get to know each other.
True that.
Being real.
I know.
Being real.
No women
that's
need
what
to have
I like. I like a real
feet.
One.
What? Not
apparently.
They're going to have to get feet makeup for you.
If your feet look like some tiger claws, man, ain't no makeup can help that, man. I'm sorry.
Man, you and his feet. Listen, man. I don't know. I guess if a woman want to date Al, she got to chop her feet off.
I'm going to tell you like this, man. All the women that I dated in the past, they all had pretty feet. Good
for real?
No problem.
We have a collar.
That's horrible, Al.
You're live on the Middleman Show. Hello?
What's happening?
Charlie, what's going on, man?
Man, I don't know what y'all are talking about. I just joined, and I don't really think this is a discussion I want to get into because I'm not interested like that.
Oh, Charlie, come on, man. I'll just say, look, Charlie, please concur with me on this, okay? I'm going to ask you this question, Charlie. Okay, today we're talking about preferences, what do you like or don't like in the opposite sex.
Oh,
I said I don't like women with jacked up feet. I'm not gonna date you. I'm not gonna talk to you. Now, is that a problem with you? I know some guys don't look at the feet. I look at your feet. I want to
well,
see them.
Well, I mean, I'm not. I don't have a foot fetish. So
yeah, what I said. He got a foot fetish.
Yeah, I don't have
look,
a
man.
Foot
I don't be licking toes.
Wait. Hold on. I'm actually fixing to come to your defense if you stop and listen.
Okay.
I have a friend who that's the first thing he looks at in a woman. And
thank
so
you.
I asked him, why would you do that? And you know what his response was? If a woman takes care of her feet and keeps her feet looking good, you know she's going to take care of the rest of her body.
I just said that. Thank you. I just said that.
That's what he said. I personally, I don't look at a woman's feet like that. I'm not into feet like that. But, you know, he it made sense when he said it. That's all I got to say
right.
About that. It's not the foot issue. So let's get rid of the foot issue now.
Well, me, the whole thing is body odor. When a woman got body odor or if a man got body odor, I doubt if anybody wants to deal with that.
Right. Well, I agree.
Yeah.
And I said a
now,
handyman. I
this
have
the thing
to have
about
someone
it,
that can fix cars.
We're about to go. Check this out, y'all. We're about to go into our second break. We're going to introduce this song off this young man's album, which I really like myself. I really like it. But in the next segment, we're going to be talking about something me and Al talk about. It's something kind of taboo in our community. But we're going to talk about the light-skinned, dark-skinned situation. And why do we do that? But this leads us into our second song by Wale off the album. What's the name of that album again, Al?
Attention
Deficit. Listen to the Blog Talk Radio with the Middleman. Check it out.
Chip on my shoulder, big enough to feed Cambodia. See, I never fit into their quotas. Sneakers wasn't fitting and my knees need a lotion. Long before I knew the significance of a comb, I roam like phone with no vocal reception. Immigrant parents have me feeling like a stepkid. And black Americans never did accept me. That's why I thrive so much when in respect, dig. I never fit in with them light skins. I felt the lighter they were, the better that they life is. So I resented them and they resented me. Cheating on light-skinned Dominique when we were 17. I figured I heard that she'd evidently hurt me and all women who had light features. See, I never let a light broad hurt me. That's why I strike first in the first cut.
From a light-skinned girl to a dark-skinned brother, shade doesn't matter, heart makes the lover. Boy, it's so beautiful, shade doesn't matter.
Another naughty head nigga, hoping West Snipes make my life a bit different. In middle school, I had the right to be timid. I had beautiful words, but girls never listen. Listen, black of the berry, sweet of the product. While I'm fruit punch, concentrate and they water. Walking to my room, thinking how to make moves. Ain't thinking like a student, but how Ice T do it. Light dudes had a girl looking there. Oh yeah, it's not fair. The ones with the good of her couldn't adapt to naps. I waved cap, they napped and slept on me. Man, I hate black skin tone. I wish I could take it back or rearrange my status. Maybe if I was khaki, associating light skin with classy. The menstrual show showed a me that was not me.
From a light skin girl to a dark skin brother, shade doesn't matter, heart makes the lover. Boy, it's so beautiful. Boy, it's so beautiful. Shade doesn't matter. Heart makes the lover. Honey brown, caramel, coffee brown, chocolate, toffee, pecan, licorice. Boy, it's so beautiful.
They say black is beautiful, but ask
them beautiful light girls. If it's black, they attract her. Usually, what if Barack's skin was all black? Truthfully, would he be a candidate or just a blackened community? We as black dudes tend to lack unity, and them blacker girls ain't on the tube. Usually, right now, with 23, I ain't mad at them reds no more. But for a long time, I had gone cold, blindfolded, and my own insecurity was holding me back to reds. I ain't know how to act. They would get the cold shoulder and know it was an act, a defense mechanism, what I thought that I lacked.
From a light-skinned girl to a dark-skinned brother, shade doesn't matter, heart makes the lover. Boy, it's so beautiful, boy, it's so beautiful. Shade doesn't matter, heart makes the lover.
We are now back live on the Little Men Show, and that was Wale Shays featuring Chrisette Michelle, man. Good song. Y'all go cop that album, Attention Deficit, in the stores now. And today we are talking about what are your preferences in the opposite sex. And in our first segment, we talked about things that attract you in the opposite sex and things that don't attract you about the opposite sex. And we're going to get into the second segment. We're going to first bring up the light skin, dark skin.
Yeah, man.
About people. And AG and I, you know, we go back and forth about this. I mean, this is how it's been programmed in us to look at people as far as by skin color. Of course, we see that. There are lighter complexed black people.
What they got doing in the same, man?
Black people.
No, dude.
Light skin, dark skin. Come on, man.
No, but I'm saying, do you hear white people saying that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that pale-looking white girl. Or that's that bronze, tan, brown-looking white girl.
Yeah,
you know what?
I have heard about
Let's bring Charlie
like
back
that.
In on this, because I know Charlie got something good to say about that. What'd you say, Jen?
They say olive skin. They say...
I ain't never heard no white person talking about no olive skin white person. They white.
Like Italian people are olive. Like something
Look,
olive skin, like a dark
would you
or
walk,
white.
Would a white person walk up to you and say, yeah, that other... Other light-skinned, tan, brown, white person.
No, they would say olive-skinned.
What?
They olive skin.
What color are olive?
Oh, man.
Green. What color are olive?
It's a light, tan,
they are
like
so
Italian
green.
People.
Are green.
I didn't make this world, okay?
I don't care.
I just live in it. And
mm-mm. Now, bring Charlie back. Bring Charlie back. Bring Charlie back. Mm-mm. I need some defense.
Let's look at this historically. Let's look at this historically. All right. Hello?
Yeah, we here. We listening. Yeah,
yeah. Black people come in all shades and sizes. We know that even in Africa. But when we come to America as slaves,
right?
The European man did not have the moral restraint. I'm coining a phrase from Maulana Ron Karanga. To keep his hands off our women. So as a result, there were a lot of black children born during slavery and henceforth on who were considered mulatto, some were considered octoroon, some were considered quadroon. It just depends. The white males generally tended to prefer the light-skinned person that worked in the house. The house Negro was generally the light-skinned Negro.
Right.
And as a result, a complex came about where master treats me better because, one, I actually might be master's son or daughter or master's niece or nephew. So as a result, the house Negro versus the field Negro literally in some cases became the light skin versus the dark skin. Now, it's no secret that American society favors light skin black women and men historically. Let's just look at Hollywood, let's look at television, and so forth.
And
so
bad. Charlie.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason why we brought this up in reference to what we're talking about is preference. We're talking about, like, how people always go for the lighter-hued person when it comes to dating and acting like that's the best thing to be. You know what I mean? They prefer a light-skinned person. And, I mean, you remember before Wesley Snipes, what's the main thing y'all used to hear people say? Black ain't in.
I grew up in the 70s and you didn't have white skin and good, quote unquote, good hair.
Yeah, what is good hair?
You weren't considered attractive.
I know girls that won't date boys unless they got good hair. I want my baby hair to be like curly. You go stab yourself.
People unfairly sometimes label you like that. I've been unfairly labeled that way too. Because the majority of guys that I've dated, and I'll be honest, the majority of guys that I've dated have either been like, I have dated a few, like, really, I love dark-skinned men, but I've dated a few dark-skinned men, but most of them have been, like, light-skinned or Hispanic or
you
Asian,
hate yourself.
White.
You
no,
hate
I
yourself.
Don't.
Yes, you
God,
do.
That's who tries
that's
to
what
talk
it is.
To me. I can't help who picks me up.
Mm-mm.
Dark-skinned guys don't try to talk to me. They don't. Mm. Do not try to talk to me because they over there hollering at you, light-skinned girl.
Why y'all got
to
say that word? I hate that word, dark-skinned. What do that supposed to mean?
I love darker.
What do that supposed to mean? I'm trying to figure this out. I just hate that word. We walking around.
Why?
I ain't talking no
true.
Dark skin. What am I? What color am I then?
Like
what color
favorite,
am I?
You're brown.
And I'm brown like a Mexican. So I'm a Mexican?
No.
I'm trying to figure this out. Y'all putting us out there, man. You know, y'all got to make up y'all mind. Is my name Jose?
Look, man, I like coffee brown women. And pretty much all the girlfriends I ever had have been coffee brown. Except one.
Lord.
But the rest of them, coffee brown. That's how I like them.
Divided, and more divided. That's all y'all just helping out do. Charlie, why we do
Whoa.
This?
Coffee brown with good hair.
Charlie, why do we do this?
And good feet. Brother, I, like I said, again, it goes back to slavery. It goes back to the master treating, one, not having the moral restraint to keep his hands off our women. And
mm-hmm. Why do we carry on like that? Because, I mean, you look at young people,
well,
now, you know.
One has to understand, slavery lasted a long time, brother.
Right.
It didn't happen like, 10 years and it was over. It lasted a couple of hundred years in America. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Now, on top of that, you add segregation, you add the psychological impact of having light-skinned people thrown on television,
mm-hmm.
white women put on television,
mm-hmm.
white males put on television as the standard of beauty. So you now have, and I mean, believe it, trust me, it's taken a while. But I mean, like you said, Western society made it good for us, for brothers who started.
Well, I'm just
look
saying.
How long
yeah.
it, look
yeah,
how long
I'm just saying,
look.
Though. I'm just saying, though.
Hey, Eddie Murphy.
No, I'm just saying, though, y'all think about Andy Irie. She's a beautiful woman. But
yes,
you'll see Alicia Keys 5 million times before you see Andy Irie.
Oh, I agree.
So that's
I agree.
Media. That is the media.
And,
I agree
and
too.
How many brothers do you hear talk about Andy Irie as a desirable mate?
Oh, she's beautiful, man. I don't know, because they so caught her with the pretty feet like Elle or the pretty hair.
Let me ask you this. How many brothers are attracted to sisters with natural hair?
I am. I love it. I love a woman with natural hair. I can't stand perms. That's one of my pet peeves. I hate perms. You walk around smelling like a chemical bowl all day.
First of all, we've talked about this before, how so many women do, there was an interesting Tyra Banks show on this actually, how so many women try to, you know, I guess there's not a word for it, Caucasianize themselves, just because, especially in America, there is a Caucasian standard of beauty.
We call that the European style of look or whatever. That's what me and KB call it.
The European. If you don't have straight hair, if you don't have a thin nose, if you don't have a certain look, you're not beautiful. I'm not saying that that's true, but I'm saying that is the image that America puts out there.
Well, I'm glad Chris Rock did that movie. I love me some nappy hair.
I heard the movie was offensive. A lot of my friends said the movie was offensive.
Yeah, because they had that straight Chinese choing choing hair. That's why.
Let's get to the call and people see what the call I have to say. You're live on the Middleman Show.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, how y'all doing? It's
going
Barbara.
On,
how are you? Oh, I'm doing really, really well. Let me get real quick. I know I have a lot of noise going on.
Oh, you all right.
Okay. Should I just call in?
Okay, what's good? What's good? We appreciate you calling in.
Good. What was the topic again?
Well, go ahead, Al. Let her know what's going on.
Well, today's topic, we're talking about what are your preferences and the opposite sex. What do you like about the opposite sex and what do you don't like about it? And then we got into the light-skinned, dark-skinned scenario and the second part, which we're discussing now, as far as how does that affect us now in the media and in our everyday life as far as being accepted.
Okay, okay. Didn't hear a little bit about that as far as correcting it on how you're comparing, like, say, with NDRE and Alicia Keys.
Yeah.
Which I agree, you know, NDRE, she is a beautiful woman. She is a natural woman. And I believe I heard it said that, but you would more so see Alicia Keys more so than you would her.
Hey, Marvin, your phone is breaking up a little bit there. Can you step in
okay.
a good location?
How's that? Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. From what I was gathering, but you were saying, though, but whereas Alicia Keys was, like, more exposed or whatever, something to that effect, compared to NDRE because of the differences?
Right.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to say this real quick. I am in a noise area. As far as preferences, as I stated on my show when you all asked me,
right.
I feel as though, well, one of my physical preferences for a man is a dark-skinned man.
Yeah,
as I stated before, something about men, African-American men, black men that have a darker complexion, they just have a certain look about them that just stands out from all others.
Yes, we do.
Yes. Yes. Can I say this?
You walk around looking
this?
Like Chico DeBarge and thinking you about to get down like that.
No, can I say this? The most sexiest man to me is, what's his name? He's Kimora Simmons' boyfriend now. The guy
Russell
from Amistad.
Oh, the white guy.
No, he's Kimora Simmons.
The guy from Amistad.
Oh, my
black
God.
Black dude.
Yes, yes. I know exactly what you're talking about, Jen. He's gorgeous.
He looks like he's going to drag you in the jungle. Sexy. Woo!
All of us sexy. I'm just trying to figure out what color am I. Y'all keep talking about this light skin, brown skin. I am brown, so I'm a Mexican.
Quit.
Somebody calling you no Mexican, man.
I'm just, man, where we going with this? Am I a Mexican?
No,
yeah,
you are not
much.
A Mexican, man. You can't even speak Spanish. How you going to be a Mexican?
Hola. Come on, stop. All you gonna
Y'all
get.
Don't even know what Buenos Noches was last week.
Shut up. Nobody knew that today. Nobody knew nothing about that now.
You are crazy. You are funny to me.
Yeah, you just called us. This is one of our lighthearted shows. You know, we just want to have fun this week. We've been a little serious for the last past couple of shows, so we want to let our hair down and have some fun this week. So I'm still trying to figure out how did we get to the point where I'm a Mexican and, you know, Al talking about toes and his foot fetish. So, what's really
those,
going
those
on?
Those of y'all listening out there, you know, we want to give a shout out to Marva's show. Her show is Colors of Class, and it comes on Thursdays at 9 p.m. Eastern time zone. And so you all could possibly just go to our page, and we'll definitely update you on her show as well, too. And then also go to her website, and she has a website. What's your website address, Marva?
www.colorsofclass.web.com.
Repeat
that again.
Yep. www.colorsofclass.web.com.
Yes.
Y'all make sure y'all check her out on every Thursday. She has live conversations, grown folk conversations, grown and sexy conversations. Make sure y'all check that out every Thursday.
Thank you so much. Listen, I'm going to go because it's going to get a bit noisier.
Okay.
Again, and as always, you guys have a great show, and I'm going to listen to the archived episode.
Most definitely.
All right, appreciate it.
Hey, okay. Don't be one of them parents. Don't be one of them parents that beat up the referee now.
No, not at all. Let me get this, and I've coached my first official game today, and we won.
Oh, okay. Congratulations.
Thank you. My girls were awesome. They were awesome. Thank you so much.
Phil Jackson over there, ain't
what'd you say?
All right, Marva. Have a good day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, now. Am, you and your foot fetish?
Wait a minute. We forgot to ask her something.
What's that?
We forgot to ask her, did she think if Kevin Powell is sexy? body. Like, if he is, like, what we prefer.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Player, we're going to end your
man.
Week just like that. How about
real
that?
Real talk. Real
you
talk.
Know
what
I mean? He's the epitome of the perfect man.
What is up with Kevin Powell?
Hold on.
That's like me
hold
saying,
on, hold on, hold on. Hold on, hold on. I'm going to make your week even better. Hold on, hold on, both of y'all. Hold up, hold up, hold up. Hold on, hold on 1 second. You back on the air with us. Go ahead and tell her about her friend Kevin Powell.
You know, he was in Georgia. He spoke in Georgia. He was in Atlanta this week. Oh, you missed it. Uh-huh. Yep, you missed it. You missed it.
Yeah, boy.
You missed it.
No.
Sorry.
Y'all,
hey, man, I mean, shoot.
Hey, if I didn't know how to contact you, so I couldn't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know.
I'm going to have to give Charlie my personal information because we can't have
nah,
kids
nah,
with my
nah,
reliance.
Nah, we can't have you stalking Kevin Powell. We cannot have
but
you stalking Kevin Powell.
Don't be seeing on Atlanta headline news. Local woman. Don't throw Mr. Powell's back.
Now I'm sitting in the bushes at night. Looking. We're going to make sure
hey,
you
Kevin
meet Mr.
Powell.
Powell
is like, you trying to get at Kevin Powell is like me trying to get at Condoleezza Rice. It don't make no sense.
No, it don't.
Why? Why?
I like strong, I like educated, you know, black men, and then you're making fun of me because of it. I like Kevin Powell. No, we ain't making fun of it because you know what, I like women that like educated men.
I don't like women that like thugs.
That's right.
I'm not a thug. Like me, I'm half educated.
Half educated.
The rest is ignorant. I just don't know.
Well, look, I like an educated woman all the way around, and she got to have a 15 to 2 because I love the crack jokes. Can't
no
say
doubt.
My jokes. I'm sorry. We ain't going to make
it.
He's a good black man. As you
say.
Good
black
man. Yeah,
we
need
to
have
a show in the Angry Black Woman show.
Oh, God. Here y'all go. Hey, man, let's knock him out with his third song of the day right here. This is an old school song right here. Y'all probably ain't heard this in years. And we going to dedicate
oh, yeah.
this to all the females out there that feel
most
like
definitely.
You got to have the most beautiful person with the most money and triple score credit and all that, whatever, whoop, whoop. This is Sporty Thieves. Have y'all heard this in a while? No
I know y'all remember this.
Nada,
Sporty Thieves. A pigeon is a girl who be walking by. My ramped up blue, brand new sparkling five. Her feet hurt, so you know she wanna ride. But she front like she can't say hi. What? Uh oh.
Y'all chicks ain't getting nada. Your pussy ain't worth the Ramada. Anyway, your friend looks hotter. Game is something we got a lot of.
I don't want no pigeon. Them be them girls who get no dumps from me. Playing the bar dumb broke for the best friend go. Trying to holler at me. I don't want no pigeon. Them be them girls who get no dumps from me. Playing the bar dumb broke for the best friend go. Trying to holler at
in front
me.
Of the club, I see this girl like your love. Thought she said thug, but she called me a scrub. Scrub? What? She must have sucked me a joke. Broke pigeon head freak. Lucky I spoke. This ain't my Benz, this my man's, yeah. But this ain't my car, like that ain't your hair.
Uh-oh.
Pigeon, take them fake jewels off.
Uh-oh.
Pigeon, take your friend's shoes off.
Uh-oh.
Pigeon, go ahead with that crazy shit. That make me sick. Go home and fucking babysit. My big dogs don't love this. Can Kirk, bitch, get it brushed and scrub this.
Right.
Uh-oh.
Y'all just ain't getting out of. Your pussy ain't worth the Ramada.
Uh-oh.
Anyway, your friend looks hotter.
Uh-oh.
Game is something we got a lot of.
Yo, chill, cousin, me's Burge is ill, cousin, cause they call me scrub like we can't even build, cousin. Trick Ronalds, you ain't worth the McDonald's. Throw you on the street team, make you shit finals. Say yo, flex, shorty try to flash me wrong. Has she gone wear sandals with nasty cons? That be wrong. I wonder how you get hearts in dirty Victoria drawers with the skid marks. Your flat ass gets enough laughs. Take it to the salon, pluck your mustache. So next time you shotgun and that whole bitchin', hitting you a scrub, yo, call that bitch
yo,
a pigeon.
Hey yo, I got two nuts, bitch, choose a ball. You only walk pigeon toed cause your shoes is small. You don't shop, you just cruise the mall. No dough with Lee press on, sprutting with your girlfriend dress on. You birds wanna take over? Get some cash in a Jenny Jones makeover. Broke bitches, I hate pigeons. Dirty brave pigeons, Medicaid pigeons, Section 8 pigeons, got me fed. Birds, I tell these birds shut up and have my left ear be double a whole get up. Go ahead with your lame ass, blow a knife, throw a rip dollar at her. Tell her put that on your train
pad. You got more than one baby father.
Oh yes girl, we talking to you.
If you strip all week to go clubbing.
Oh yes girl, we talking to you.
Buy a dress the front and take it back to the store.
Oh yes girl, we talking to you.
Wanna smoke with me with no money? Oh no, I don't want no.
Wow.
Yeah.
And
you know
I apologize
what?
For pulling
hold
up.
Hold up.
I put it in too fast, man. I apologize for y'all women out there. But I put it in too fast. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. You put in the clean version.
Yes, you did. What was that? Oh, my mama ain't lit. Mama, I'm sorry. That wasn't me. That was this
look,
boy.
Man, look, this is an internet-based show. We do what we want to do anyway. So, look.
Man, we got
a
come
man.
On.
We are back. We are back on the show.
Lord have mercy.
Oh, dear.
Lord have mercy. Hey, we got somebody that got to come, man. Let's see what they got to say. That's for me?
Great live on the Little Man Show.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, man?
Yo.
Lovely song. Loved it. Loved it. It's your theme song for Jen and the Platinum Diggers. I'm out in the bushes looking for Kevin Powell with his credit report. You missed the payment back in college on that college loan. I was hearing that song and brought back memories. It made me remember, you know, because that's based off of Scrubs. I'm like,
right.
T-Boss be singing that if she's losing her mansion?
Ah,
wow.
She be looking for that scrub now, won't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely.
But then again, credit reports do not tell you anything about a person or how good a person is in life. If I be trying to take credit reports.
Boy, you silly.
And knowing what is trying to find out who the benefit. You want to know who the beneficiaries of my life insurance. So in other words, you want to kill me off right now so you can get the money. Platinum Digger, y'all have a good week.
Are we on this show today?
Hey, man.
Okay.
Everybody got to have that. You know, they got to have their nemesis call in, so I guess you got one now. See,
yeah,
I had that crazy lady about a couple of shows back. Now you got this guy. So what you going to say about that? Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
See, I'll take
oh
up for you. You let that lady come up in and kind of handcuff me. All right.
No,
yeah.
I did not.
Pay back. Pay back.
No.
Yeah,
Joe.
But next week, we're going to get into
the
most.
What?
Go
ahead. He's saying, like, that he's beneficiary and... I want his money, and I'm like,
let it go.
Let it go.
But next week, people, we're going to get into the most anticipated show of the year. Why are black men tired? If you have not seen the DVD movie, Why Are Black Men Tired? Please go to YouTube and watch some of the clips on this particular movie. It is a great movie. I think every black family in America need to watch it. Black women in general.
Yes, the diary.
Everyone.
The diary of a tired black man. Matter of fact,
yes,
what y'all can do, we're going to go ahead and see if we can get this done today or tomorrow. Make sure you come to wearethemiddleman.ning.
That's right.
and come there and look on the front section. You'll see the videos there. We want everyone to be able to understand what we're talking about when we do this show next week. So y'all make sure y'all check it out. You know, leave us some posts or questions or whatever on wearethemiddleman.ning, or either come over to blogtalkradio.com/themiddleman and leave a comment in our comment section down at the bottom. But The Diary of a Tired Black Man, if you've seen it, you know anyone else that's seen it, tell them to make sure they tune in to the Middleman Talk Show next week, where we will be discussing The Diary of a Tired Black Man. And this show going to be hard. It'll probably be an hour and a half, y'all. Because this one right here probably going to have to go hard. Because there's some stuff dealing with our relationships that just really suck.
Most definitely. Most definitely. Good show, people.
Yes, sir.
Funny. I laughed a lot.
I don't care.
My jaws are hurting because I was laughing a lot. So yeah.
Sucking toes, that's why.
No, sir. No, sir. None of that going on.
You like that foot fungus?
Look, man, the movie Boomerang traumatized me forever. When Eddie Murphy pulled back them sheets and old girl's toes looked like head marks. Come on,
man. First thing you see is the woman's face. You don't look at her feet first.
Oh, I do. From a distance, I see her face.
Yeah.
But then if I see she got her toes out, then we go up.
Jen, what we going to do with him?
We're going to get him some help.
You're going
to
have to get him some help.
Everybody who knows me know that.
And I
want to
give a shout out. I want to give a shout out to all my sisters out there that's wearing the size 25 and you're in the size 9. Stop it.
You're
going to
get you some help.
No, Jen. I swear to God, if you would have seen, I should have took a picture with my phone. If you would have seen this yesterday, you would have been like, oh my God. Why? This girl had on a shirt so tight, Jen, and it had the audacity to have Hottie on the front.
Come on, man.
She was doing her thing.
Yeah, Lord, everybody seen her thing.
I wish you could have had a sound effect machine out there, so you could have gave her this right here.
She surely needed it. She surely needed it.
At the mall. Let's take it on out, people.
Yes, sir.
The middleman shouted, beat Chris shouted. Now I ain't sure what you was tuning in to, but pay attention to the real talk. What we here for, so take a listen time out, take a minute. Shout in and learn some, put your mind to grind the world, you destined to earn some. Linda, yeah, comment on what you hear. Let's figure out this master plan and put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate, don't guess you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand, stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man, cause he was down the wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in, go live, 6 p.m., blogtalkradio.com, the middle me. Hey, what's happening, the middle me? Hey, what's happening, the middle me? Hey, what's happening, blogtalkradio.com, the middle me.
Yeah, boy.
We gonna kick it up again live next week.
Diary of a
Tired
Black Man.
Say the show. That's right, people. Please come with your comments and come with your rebuttal. Everything we gonna bring it, and I know y'all gonna bring it.
Hey, promote it. Come to the site. Email it out to your friends. Send it on your web. Whatever you gotta do. Tweet it.
That's right.
Whatever you gotta do. Bebo, Black Planet, whatever. Facebook. Let it be known.
That's right.
And we are, you can say it, out.
And we out of here.